Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Good evening and welcome to this year's Halloween spectacular of the top 5 of death taken over by monsters such as myself. I'm your host, not a ghost host because I'm not a ghost, but it is I, Count Dracula, the best and most formidable monster that has ever been, and I must say, quite the charmer with the ladies. I'm joined this year by my good friend, the Wolfman.
Hey, Drac, how's it going?
It's going good, Wolfie. How's it hanging?
How's it hanging? That's a good one. That's a very good. Things are going as they best they could be. I had to relocate, as usual.
Oh, no.
Found out most of the time. So,
New
identity, you know, just trying to stay hidden.
And you know what? Moving is the worst, let me tell you. I haven't moved in thousands of years, but before that, it was get on a boat here, get on a boat there. Oof, my gosh. And as always, joining us from his cathedral on high is the hump himself, Quasimodo.
Oh, hey, Drac. Wolfie, how you doing? Good to see you all.
So as you may know, we take over this show once a year, and they have a new component, it seems like. It seems like they have some sort of visual YouTube channel that you can go watch the show and see the monsters for yourself. I have to break into this person, Matt Prime's house, every year and do the show in secret. So, excuse me, I'm gonna try. Wolfie, Have you snuck into your concubine's home and taken over their setup?
Well, I've rented out a studio, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Could I see? I haven't seen you in so long. I've only heard your docile tones.
What's the rent?
What does that have to do with it? I can't tell you where the rent is. No, maybe. I can't give away any idea of what my location is, but... Either way, all right, I gotta preface this with saying, you know, there comes a time every couple months in a werewolf's life that things have to change for a little bit, but they go back and we've caught me at a bad time. So,
okay.
Don't laugh at me. All right.
Oh my goodness. Look at that cute little poppers.
Okay. All right. This happens once a month. I can't.
I can't help it. You're so dosh gone cute.
I don't like this. Don't do that. Don't make my tail wag. I don't like it.
Oh. it's okay. You know what, Wolfie? Don't mind it at all. You know what? I think I've figured it out. I figured out the camera over here. I think it's this button right here.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Here I am. Count Dracula. Hello.
Dracula, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in so long.
Yes. It is quite good to see me.
Yes.
I have to keep my fangs retracted. I also forgot to wear my fang dentures. I only have my normal human ones in to blend in.
No, that does happen, but it is as someone speaking as a dog, it does help to blend in, you know.
That's true. I believe it would go around the room. We'll do a little check-in. Let's see how everybody is doing. Quasimodo, what's new? What's happening? It's been a whole year since I've seen you.
Yeah, it's been a long year. You know, work has been tough. You know, working 24 hours a day on the hour. But I did have some good news. I acquired a new beach house in the West Bank.
Wow, how did you get that? I mean, let's see how much we can destroy this show before we hand it back to the humans.
Well, to be honest, it was practically free. Me and my family just walked up and we found a nice house that we liked, and some nice soldiers helped us move in.
Oh, wow. That's one way to put it.
Oh, boy.
We'll just keep on moving right on to that. Wolfie, how are you?
Like I said, you know, we got some flea problems right now.
Take a bath, you pig.
No. I don't like the bath. Water's scary. Not going to do it.
You need to bath and keep the bugs away. Get your fur nice and smooth and silky and shiny.
No. Then I smell like wet dog all day. It's terrible. Nope. I've relocated. I can at least afford this podcast studio for a little bit. As you can see.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. But
I wish Dracula wishes he had snuck into the bathroom to drop a deuce before he sat down to record. But that's okay. Dracula's famous for his sphincter control.
Hey, Drac. Not to be nosy, but where's your brother, Shitty Drac?
He's not my brother, and I don't care where he is. I'm glad he's not here. I don't know even how he got in last year, but I'm glad he's gone.
Well, I don't know.
To be family.
I mean,
what is this?
I don't want to give this away, but he is here. Like, he is producing my side of the podcast. I could easily just like, oh shit.
What is this?
He's just kind of piping it in.
It is me, the original Dracula.
No.
I don't know.
And I am coming to you from beyond the grave. You may ask yourself, Dracula?
Right now.
How is an undead man like yourself even deader? And I tell you exactly how. I went to a restaurant the other night, and I accidentally ordered the steak. Thank you. There's also a tiny monkey who plays the drums with me in the afterlife. He's very cute, and I wish that you could see him.
I can see him right now. He's literally right here in front of me. I don't know what he's getting on about, but he is...
Tell him to fuck off.
There is one night of the year that you may summon the undead, undead original OG Dracul. And that is tonight, All Hallows Eve. Anyways, if you're looking for a list, you may summon me up to 5 times. And but you must summon me by saying,
why would we do that?
Dracula, original Dracula, not shitty or ripoff at all. I summon thee for your number, and then you insert the number here of whatever list you need Dracula to contribute to. So
I'm not doing
go ahead and do that, and I'll be waiting and watching from the afterlife. Dracula,
I refuse.
Out!
Again, he's right there. Oh, he's getting up to go to the bathroom. You're just gonna... Okay.
This is the worst. I'm very upset.
I'm sorry. I gotta afford it some way, so I'm splitting a room with him.
Well, you do what you have to do. Well, the show must go on, and go on it shall, in the most evil and dark, twisted ways. I know you've all been wondering what I, Dracula, have been up to. Well, I can tell you very succinctly, not much. I've taken a bit of a step back to just rest and relax. And I've been watching my favorite TV show, The Presidential Election. And this season has been a doozy. Okay. Have you been paying attention to the... What?
I don't even know which president... country you vote for.
Me? I vote for all of them.
Oh. That's multi-citizenship.
Right. Well, one side has made it very easy for non-citizens to vote in pretty much any election I want to. They don't even ask my name. I walk in, I say, hello, I'm here to vote for president. And they say, here's your ballot. And I go, great, anything else you need from me? And they say, nope, that's fine. I go, are you sure? I feel like there should be at least a step or two more to prove that I can vote in this election. And they go, Nope, we don't need it, nor do we want it. And I say, it seems a bit suspicious. And they go, yes, a lot of people think so. But anyway, so I vote and I do my duty and, you know, it's how it goes. But it's okay. It's a wild one. We'll see how it pans out. Only, well, technically, like, fucking 6 days from today.
Well, it's pretty close.
That is very close. That's right. And traditionally, you would find out 6 days from today who the next president is. But they've fucked around with it so goddamn much that shenanigans must be afoot. And you really won't find out for potentially weeks. And it's an awful broken system. I'm old enough to remember when it was honest and fair. But now it's questionable at best. But we'll see how it works. But we do have a show to get into. Does anyone mind if I pick the topic this year?
Sure, why not? I mean,
yeah, go for it.
You've had a lot of time on your hands to plan this.
That's right. So I've been sitting around resting and relaxing, and I must say, I've listened to the boys episode, Halloween Associations, and it's got me thinking.
They did a good job.
I heard they did a very good job. Dracula was a big fan. But it got me thinking. Maybe I don't want to be associated with Halloween only. As monsters, I like other things. We've talked about it in the past. But I'd like to be associated with other things. So this year, we're doing top five associations other than Halloween. We would like...
But Dracula, what about those residual checks from Spirit Halloween?
Now, listen, just because... All right, here's the thing,
you
right?
You guys get residuals?
Oh, it's quasi. Quasi. You and your big, fat, hump mouth. Can't you ever keep it shut?
I'm just saying. You're leaving money on the table.
Wolfie, I'm sorry. It was before you were around.
Oh, come on.
We'll give them a
valid address.
We'll renegotiate with the spirit of Halloween soon. But I hear they're coming up with the spirit of Christmas, so maybe you can get in on that. You look like a sled dog. You can pull Santa's sleigh.
No. Listen, I'm a good boy, but I'm not. No, don't stop it. I'm not taking part in that.
All right. Anyway, so let's discuss. I have some ideas of what I'd like to be associated with. I, Count Dracula, other than Halloween. Not that I dislike Halloween. It's just, after so many years, you know, it just gets a little predictable.
Yeah, I get it.
I can start off if you want.
Sure, I mean, Drax waving... original Drax. Apologies. Shitty Drax waving his arms around, but we don't have to listen to him. Wow, those are regular teeth.
They sure are. $20,000 worth of teeth.
Just to blend in. Wow.
It's done wonders for my chewing ability.
I have to be put under for these. I tend to bite the vet.
Open your mouth again.
What?
Anyway, so you know my number five thing that I'd like to be associated with, other than Halloween. I'd like to be associated with tradition in general.
Oh,
I feel like I'm old enough, and I've done things the same way for so long that I should be the poster boy for tradition.
Really?
For instance,
any tradition.
Quasimodo, I hear you have a tradition of lighting candles, 8 of them a year. I'd like to represent that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Come on.
I feel like...
We're great people. We got good hats. I believe
it's called Hanukkah. And I feel like Dracula and Hanukkah sound the same. Different letters.
Ooh. I don't know what makes you think I celebrate Hanukkah, but I'm more than happy to explore it with you.
Wait, no.
Really?
You just think
you don't know why?
Listen, no, Quasi, we all know.
Nope, I'm sort of agnostic, to be honest. You know, it's all flump under the bump, as they say.
Ugh. Flump? Get flumped, everyone. Happy Spookfest. But no, Hanukkah's one of them. I'd also like to be, you know, maybe once a year a family gets together and they go to a lake house. I would like to be associated with that lake house. Put a picture of me on the mantle. You go in there, you say, ah, yes, the tradition of our family get together at the lake house. Let's all worship Count Dracula. Or maybe, just maybe, you, once a year, go out and get yourself one ice cream sundae as a sweet treat for your year of hard work and fitness. I would like to be associated with that sweet treat, Count Dracula.
I just love a good tradition. And I can tell you, you're more than welcome at my beach house if you want to come up every summer.
I'm not going there. I've been there a long time ago. It's quite different than it used to be. No, thank you. All right. That's my number five. Who would like to go next?
I guess I could go next.
All right. You know, Quasi, I don't know if it's me or you, but I can barely hear you.
Well, I just wanted to say that I don't mind being known for my grotesque, monstrous appearance, but what people don't know is I'm very good at gymnastics.
Gymnastics? Did you guys know that? Gymnastics.
No, gymnastics.
Like, do you do like the pommel horse or the rings or?
No, no, no.
Floor routine?
Well, no.
Ribbon?
No. Ribbon? Sounds fun.
Ribbon dancing.
No, but I can do a mean somersault, and once you get me going, I just won't stop. I can roll down and down and down a hill like nobody's business.
You're like the fat black kid in Hook. Prove me wrong.
I must have missed that movie.
You've never seen Hook with Robin Williams as Peter Pan?
Older Peter Pan, too.
That's right. He forgot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then he remembered, and it was magical. And he bangaranged everywhere.
I'll have to go check it out from Blockbuster. Well, better yet, the library. No fees.
Oh, the library? Don't sit around bragging just because you can have membership to places.
You can have a membership at Chewy.
Stop it.
No. Pet jokes are the best jokes. All right. Well, that's a pretty good one. Let's see. Who's up? Who wants next?
I'll go.
All right.
This may be a bit on the nose, but I'd like to be related to Cookie Crisp. You know,
I don't understand why it's on the nose. Is it because of the dogs?
Yes.
When was the last? Do they even make Cookie Crisp anymore?
Yeah, they have them here.
Where?
Back.
Where?
Stores. You know, grocery stores.
Name five grocery chains right now. Go.
Grocery Safeway.
What?
Stop and Shop.
Two.
Wegmans.
Three.
Shoppers.
What a fucking guess that is. Shoppers? I'm going to think of a store. I call it Shoppers.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Food Lion. Hey,
ask me to name five of anything right now. And go ahead. I dare you.
Name five Spice Girls.
Let's see. Paprika. Spicer. How about Spicer? Uh-huh. That's you. That's what you just did. Shoppers. Jesus H. Christ.
Now settle down, guys. We've got a long way to go here.
But, that's right.
Yeah. Cookie Crisp. I think I can nail the I think I can nail the theme, you know.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Cookie Crisp.
It's pretty good.
They nailed it. It's, yeah. And if they need me bad. On the box. Look at that. Oh,
damn. Wolfie, you yeah, looking are you really good.
Are you appealing to children, though? This is for the children. You're kind of a spooky dog.
That's rude. What about my fluffy
ears? Coyote.
Yeah, I'm
a coyote.
Are you sure? Oh.
Yeah. A wolf.
All right. If you say so, I believe you. I guess.
Kind of a small wolf.
You can't see the rest of me.
Oh, shit. Wolfie, bust out the red rocket. Show him.
No.
Show him how big you are.
No. We're going to get we'll get the boys taken off of YouTube.
Oh, fuck YouTube. YouTube's gave us a flag on our last, well, not our last episode, but the boys' last episode. We barely have any episodes up and we've been flagged.
Well, oh, no. That is what happens.
Is this Ding Dong Man again?
He's coming in.
I'm going to sit back.
The number one thing he would like to be associated with is he's still currently in the court system. Right, there's a lot of intellectual property involved, a lot of lawyers.
Drac, we're doing our number fives. We're doing our number five. You're going backwards now. So if you just want to do a different
amazing.
One, like if you want to pick your number five, you don't have to restart. The cast.
Did someone summon the original Dracula for his number five? Well, let me tell you, before I passed on to the afterlife, I went ahead and licensed my name and image, original image, to a number of different products that I would love to be associated with. So my number five, without any further ado, is Original Dracula's Blood Pressure Medication. It comes with real beet supplements and kiwi supplements to help you lower your blood pressure to live a longer and fuller life. Original Dracula, out.
I know you can't see him, but he's holding up the Casio every time.
If he was here right now, I'd punch him right in the balls. God, he sucks so much. So much he sucks.
I think he needs to find a new marketing campaign because he's already dead. So does the product really work?
Good point, Quasi. That's 10 points for Gryffindor. That's right.
Well, yeah.
All right. Quasi, have you given your number five yet?
No, yeah.
You did.
You did.
That's right. All right. Am I up number four?
You.
All right. The number four thing, Dracula, the good, the best, the real Dracula would like to be associated with is a nice cologne.
Okay. What would your scent signatures be?
Oh, good. I'm not sure. This is where I lose it a little bit. I'm not sure what humans like for a scent. I particularly like old dust.
Oh, okay. So, like, would you go with like a sandalwood and a patchouli? Some hints of cardamom.
Something masculine. Something that makes the chest big and hairy.
Sandalwood. Sandalwood, then.
All right. So I will like a sandalwood cologne. We will call it Essence de Drac.
Ooh.
That's right. It'd be sold at all the Filene's basements across the country.
Oh, great store. I'd love to invest if you have room.
I don't even have a proof of concept yet, but I want to be associated with the cologne. I want to walk in, and I want people to spray the humans with it, and they go, it stings in a good way. And I say, yes, it does sting. By the way, I have a part-time job at Filene's basement.
Do you handle out samples?
They're not samples. They're testers.
Oh. I didn't know Filene's Basement did that.
They sure do. The one that I work at. I only work at the best Filene's Basements.
Clever way to find your favorite next meal. Got to get their blood type first, right?
What do you know about my business?
Is he following you around?
You trying to be a Dracula, huh? Is that your next shtick, huh?
I dabble.
Three of them? I'd have to deal with three of them?
Never. But yes, a nice cologne would be wonderful for Dracula. But let's move on. Quasi, number four.
Oh, my number four, what I'd like to be known for, is my generosity. And just as a showing of that, here, I want you guys to have some blintzes. I got some babka, some gelt. Help yourselves. Nosh. Come on.
These blintzes are lousy.
Tell me what you think.
They're lousy.
Oh, that's my grandmother's recipe.
Well, listen. You gave me some blintzes to paint your fence, and they are lousy. I'm sorry. Chicken coop.
And all my chickens died of lead poisoning. I think you owe me a refund.
Well, I gotta be honest here. This is the first time I wish, the only time I wish Shitty Drac was here. What's that?
Oh, no.
That's right. You missed it.
I did. I don't know. I didn't get the reference.
It is getting extremely hot in this cloak. Some might say it is less of a cloak and more of a blackout curtain, but who knows? The world will never know.
No.
But listen, Quasi, generosity is an admirable way to be known. Very good.
Appreciate it.
Ah, let's go with the dog. I'm sorry, wolf. Wolfman, let's go. Number four.
So I was listening to latest episodes, and I have a bone to pick with this one. I want to be associated with the Dog Breath Foundation because they took my likeness. Have you seen their logo?
I was hoping this would not come up. I'm so sorry, Wolfie.
Look at me. They took my likeness.
You're 100% correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I'm up to date on their stuff. I watched their YouTube channel. Never once mentioned me.
I don't know why. I have a feeling Quasi might have a family member in the legal field that might be able to help you.
Oh, is that true?
Well, just six or seven of them.
Well, there you go.
Let me know what type of them.
Is that a whole legal team, or do you cover every study?
They're each families, six or seven families.
Oh, my
God. Of lawyers? Families, six or seven families of lawyers.
Yeah. Everybody's got family lawyers.
Oh, well, look at the big guy bragging about having family. Ooh, I have a family.
You do not have a family?
You were such a lone wolf, huh?
Yeah. All by myself.
Very good. That's wonderful.
Yes. They took my likeness. Look at it.
I believe you. I think you have a case. I think you have a case. Sue that motherfucker.
Oh, I know.
I don't like these people. I'm returning the hoodie I bought.
There you go. Get your donations back.
You bought the hoodie? You owe me like 50 cents. I don't know how that works, but you let me know. You ask your cousin's cousin's lawyers.
Get your donations back from those shysters.
Yeah.
Two of the most wretched humans I've ever met. Sue them.
Yes.
You know what I would sue them for?
What's that?
I'd sue them for their happiness and joy.
I mean, when you really get down to brass tacks, they're just canine trafficking. And that should be illegal.
That's
people
true.
Go to jail for human trafficking all the time.
That's right.
They're just like dog ditties.
Oh.
Dog ditties. Dog titties. All right.
Oh, I
That's
see
a great
lipstick
one.
Sticking out.
Oh.
No, you don't. You can't see that.
Oh, God. It's so pink.
Stop it.
All right. I won't look.
If you look at it, it just goes away. All right? So. Stop it.
Oh, shit. Goddamn shit.
The racket.
Original, not shitty Dracula here with his number 4 thing he would like to be associated with and is associated with via some pretty strict contracts. And that is Dracula's blood oranges. Yes, grown in the finest orange fields of Transylvania, Dracula's blood oranges are the bloodiest oranges money can buy. Dracula, out.
He's really into marketing. Seems like has he been talking to you, Quasi?
Well, answer him.
We do Skype once a week.
What are you giving out business tips?
Jesus. Who aren't you in bed with?
Questions. I ask for favors. It's a mutual relationship.
I hate it. I hate that relationship almost as much as I hate the relationship between Charles and those dog breath people. Soon the show will cease to exist.
He's all in there with them.
His hands in my cookie jar.
So I've actually got a bottle of this blood here at my house. Let's look at the ingredients. It says it has 100% vitamin.
It's a good vitamin.
What did he tell you to do that joke?
It's a good vitamin. All right, moving on. Boy. Dracula's number 3 thing he wishes he was associated with. I wish I was associated with charity.
Really?
Yes.
Waste
you
of money.
You give things away.
It's more for the tax write-offs.
Thank you, Steve. That's what I was going to go with. Tax That's write-offs. Right.
I want people to say, ooh, I'm going to donate this car to 1-877 Cars for Dracula.
Great, Jake.
1-877 Cars for Dracula.
Cars for kids. Oh.
What? What's wrong with you?
That's the wrong jingle. We don't do that jingle.
That's right. It's Cars for Dracula. But imagine.
Dangerous jingle.
Everyone thinks Dracula is so selfish, but I give the gift of immortality to everyone that I come in contact with, whether they like it or not. What do you think? Would you give to a charity represented by Count Dracula? Answer me!
The only charity I donate to is the one in my own family's name. Helps pay the medical bills.
Is that some sort of wheeling and dealing?
Loophole.
Okay, I figured it was some sort of loophole. All right. Let's see. Who's next? Let's see. Number 3-4, Mr. Quasimoto.
Oh, okay then. My number 3, I'd really like to be known for being able to stand up again once I land on my back. There's been many times I fall over, and the people just walk by and walk by. I could be on my back for days.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, really? Yeah. I just wish people were nicer. I get all kinds of sores. It's painful.
Well, maybe someday someone will give you a kick in the right direction.
That's all I'm asking for. Please, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I ask this question every year. But when you sleep on your back, can you not breathe like the Elephant Man? No answer, huh? Good. What's wrong with... Are you okay? Did something happen to you? I ask you a direct question, and you just look blindly into the sky?
Well, I can't tell if I snore because I'm asleep. But I've been told I have some sort of apnea.
Okay. I guess that's kind of an answer. Nice sidestep. All right. Who's, I believe you're up, Quasimoto. Oh, no, you just went, right?
No. I don't.
You did not?
Yeah.
All right, then go.
Wolfie's turn.
Wolfie, go. Someone go. I'm too busy being filled with rage.
I would, listen, there's a lot of neat jobs out there, and, I'd like to be associated with the MLB to be a bat dog.
Bat dog. Bat dog. Alone in the world is a little bad dog.
Dog. I mean, I can go fetch. I can go fetch a bat pretty quickly. You know,
I feel like it's pretty heavy.
Yeah, but look at me.
Yeah.
Well, not in this form. You've seen me in my full size form. I can rip right through some shit.
Well, you look like a very small dog. Are you part terrier?
No. What terrier do you see the size of me? I mean, you have a size comparison right here. Look at this microphone. Look at it. See it?
That's a pretty small dog, to be honest with you.
How dare you? I can't believe you'd say this to me.
I mean, the microphone's the size of your whole head.
My dog form.
I know, I get it, but you're just, you have to live in reality, okay? You can't just be like, I identify as like this big dog, and then you're like, we look at you and you go, listen, it's not reality, I'm sorry. I'm not going to affirm this dysmorphia you have of the size of yourself. This dog looks so sad, and I'm very sad.
Don't worry, Wolfie. We love you just the way you are.
I want an avatar next year. For those listening at home, the dog is crying. It's very funny. Oh, Wolfie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Apologies.
Call me a good boy.
You're a good boy. You're a big dog.
You're a midge.
All right, lower those eyebrows, okay? Let's settle down.
Very excited.
But yeah, all right. Anyway, that's a good one.
For the MLB. Yeah.
What team would you like to be the bat dog for?
I didn't think about this. I don't know. I just saw the job and I wanted to go chasing after him.
All right, fair enough. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On to number 2. The number 2 thing I, Dracula, would like to be associated with is Plumbers.
Why plumbers?
Because they're the ones who go in and out of your pipes. Ah, god damn it.
Did somebody ask for a number 3?
You know
from
we
the
didn't.
One and only horror jungle.
We tried to skip you on purpose.
You Jesus. Must have, for I am here. And my number 3, again, without further ado, is Dracula's Blood Bank and Savings. Yes, that's right. We have the best interest rates in town. It will only cost you your blood. This is not approved by the FDIC.
It's terrible. I'm sorry. He interrupted you, Drac. You want to be part of plumbing?
I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah, plumbing. Plumbing.
What?
Because I don't know. I just think plumbing's cool.
Oh, okay.
You just want to be associated with plumbers. People can put my face on they put my face on their truck. They could be you like, I want to be what?
You want to be known for handling pipe? Or laying pipe? Ooh. I got him. See, I got him.
How dare you insult Count Dracula?
Are you really good at laying down a wax ring?
I don't use wax rings. I use silicone rings. New and improved.
I don't know plumbing enough to get these jokes.
You wouldn't.
See? I wouldn't. Well, I go outside. What do you expect?
Fair. Mm-hmm. But yes, plumbers. Mm-hmm. I think they'd be cool. All right, Quasi, number 2.
My number 2. You guys might not know this, but I've been into this new UFC venture, the Ultimate Power Slap Competitions. And I'm starting to do pretty good. I won my first local regional last month. You know, with my absence in neck and the hump support and the backswing, nobody's knocked me out yet.
Damn.
Good for you, Quasi.
Your hands.
Well, they're not that big.
Oh, my God. Look at those things. Oh. Nice and pink. Mm. Never had a hard day's work in his life.
Yeah. I thought like ringing bells all day would like give you calluses on your hands, but what, well, are you lotion up all the time?
You do have to moisturize and wear your work gloves every day, religiously.
God.
Any religion, not just once, but.
No wonder Notre Dame burned down.
Those were just some ruffians.
Ruffians?
Ruffians. May they rot in hell.
Wow.
Whatever hell you prefer.
Wow.
Amazing.
Who knew?
Yeah. You guys should come to my practice next week. I'll let you slap me once for free.
Deal.
What with these? I'm gonna slap you with these right here.
Look at these those guys. Little. Look at the pup. Puppers. Yeah. Puppers.
Oh, it takes a couple weeks to go away, you know?
All right. All right, moving on.
My number two?
Yes.
All right, this is a little weird one, but I'd like to be associated with furry cons.
It's probably a good business move for you.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, I already have fur when I'm in my form, and can't really attract a mate. So people, I went there once, and people thought I was just a really good costume. So I figured, you know, what if I just started running the circuit?
But Wolfie, isn't that activity for, you know, the gays?
I don't know. What's behind the suit? I didn't check. Hold the hole.
I don't know. I'm not willing to risk it.
Listen, do you even remember? Do you know my other half? He's questionable. Barry has a lifestyle that we don't talk about, but
Barry. Oh, know? I forgot about Barry. How is he?
He's fine. He's fine. We don't need to talk about him. It's fine. Yeah.
I heard he's getting married.
Know. No, he's not. Don't listen to Barry. We're not getting married. How can he get married? Who is he talking to? We had to escape our village.
Daddy.
So, Betty.
Daddy.
But, yeah. I'd like to be associated with furry cons, I think. I clean up pretty well there, you know?
I bet you would. That lipstick would get pumped every day.
Oh, it did.
Ugh.
I've only been to a couple.
Yuck.
Hey, people are into things. I can't help it. But I just want to...
Oh, no.
Every time.
Of things that I am legally obligated to be associated with in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. My number two is Dracula's Bloody Mary mix. Oh, yes. A drink so disgusting, you will definitely say, it sucks.
Yep. That. He really does have a lot of business ventures happening right now. Like, I'm oddly proud of him. But
He invited me over for brunch recently, and he served Bloody Marys without the alcohol. It was disgusting.
That's weird. Just tomato juice.
Yeah.
It's not even. I thought y'all's Bloody Marys were real.
Yeah, we just drink from women named Mary.
Is that why it was so coppery?
Probably. Mary Poppins, Mary Tyler Moore. Mary Canellis.
Mary Beth Denberg?
No, not that one.
Who's
no one's, no one's Mary that hungry.
Sucked.
What?
Who's the most famous Mary you've sucked?
Well, don't tell anybody, but it was Mary Carey, the porn star.
Oh, are you it okay?
Was, yeah, I'm good. I'm great, actually. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But, all right. Let's round this out. Because Dracula needs to get back to his castle before he fucking dies.
Damn.
Dracula's got the poop, and it's incredibly hot under this thing. And the heat is making the poop really want to make an appearance.
Wow.
It's called the Brown Rocket.
Regular Boilermaker you get going.
It's brutal. I have to sheet. All right. Well, the number one thing I, Dracula, would like to be associated with is the spirit of Christmas.
Oh. Is this a, are we having a Nightmare Before Christmas moment?
No. No. I just think it's nice. Listen, I decorate a castle. I put up a tree, but no one comes. No one thinks I'm into that sort of thing, but I like it. It's fun. It's colorful. I like to put the socks on the mantle. I put gifts under the tree for myself.
Well, I got but some I bad news for you, Drac.
What's that?
You're never going to get Santa to come to your house because you're up all night. I told you. You got to sleep.
Well, I'm sorry our schedules conflict. He can make an exception once in a while.
Well, that's just not how Santa works, and I know him. Good guy.
How do you know him?
Wait, do you celebrate Christmas?
I celebrate all holidays. Don't you guys?
Are you allowed to?
Me and Santa, we met at the G8 convention.
I don't understand why he would be there, but okay.
He's very wealthy.
Is he?
Wow.
I didn't realize he turned a profit.
100% slave labor up there in the North Pole.
Oh, those poor elves.
All right. Well, moving on. Number two, Quasi. No, number one, Quasi.
Number one?
Number one.
Number one is I would like all of us hunchbacks to be associated with world peace because we're a peaceful bunch. We'd never even hurt a fly. I mean, unless the fly shot a rocket at us, then we'd just wipe their species off the face of the planet.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
Well, you got to stand tough, you know?
Oh, boy.
I did want to mention before we end here, could you guys give me some money for those blintzes?
No, I don't. I didn't like them, and I don't want them. I'm not giving you any money. Listen, I don't like the money of mine that you have already. If it was up to me, you'd have none of my money. Zero. I have plenty of problems here that my money could go to. But instead, people out of my control just fucking ham-fist it right over to you. And then you do weird shit with it. But do I pay taxes?
You give money to those to people like that?
Well, for his blintzes. Supposedly the blintzes I'm supposed to get for my money. But for some reason, the blintzes don't seem to either show up on time or work properly. And if I want a blintz, it's a lot of paperwork. But I pay for it, and I put it this way. If I don't pay for it, I get in trouble.
Well, you have to look at it this way. You said you wanted to get into charity, right? Just look at it like that.
Willful
it's
charity.
A donation.
Not charity with a
return on.
Not charity with a gun to my head.
No, the gun's on someone else's head. Don't worry.
Either way, I pay. Literally everything going on, I somehow paid for. So I don't know. I don't. I'd rather have my own money. Anyway, Wolfie, number one.
Oh, me? I would like to be I want to be in the next Balto movie. There, I said it. Look at me. I'm a physical beast. I could be in the next Balto movie if I wanted to.
Was there ever a live-action Balto?
There was a live-action Togo, but there was not a live-action Balto. And I'm
not
just
the question I asked.
There has not been. And look at me. They found the right type of the month. Got the new boy right here.
They'd have to film pretty quickly.
Yes. Only a couple days I can look like this.
You've certainly got the look. I think you might need some lifts on your paws, though.
Why?
You're just such a small dog.
I'm not a small dog.
Balto was very broad-chested. You're more slender.
You. I can't believe you'd say these things about me.
Let's get this ding-dong out of here.
What? Do you want me to wave him in?
Wave him in. I know he's already gone four. Might as well get the fifth one.
Drac. Sorry, not you, Drac.
I know who you're talking to.
Drac. Get it. Here it goes.
he would like to be associated with is still currently in the court system. There's a lot of intellectual property involved, a lot of lawyers. There are some big corporations going up against Dracula, but I am taking the reins back from Dracula's original serial, Count Dracula's Choco Drax. Yes, there was an imposter Dracula named Count Chocula who stole original Dracula's cereal of chocolatey oaty Draco Chocks. But I am here to claim it back as soon as the Supreme Court has ruled on
Supreme Court
can an undead original Dracula really retain the intellectual property rights to a chocolatey cereal. Like I said, it's a bit messy, but keep an eye out for Dracula's Choco Circle Oaty Mixy cereal mix in store soon. And with that, Dracula must return to the underworld with all of the other original monsters, such as the original Wolfman, the original Swamp Thing, and the original Mr. T. And with that, Dracula will say, get flumped and happy Spookfest, everyone. Dracula.
So I'll just see you at... I'll see you back at the apartment. Okay.
Unreal.
He's gone. All right. Well.
All right.
I have to hang out with that, so.
Well, maybe you should have made wiser financial decisions and you wouldn't have to rely on a roommate.
Yeah, well, he made this whole promise about the Count Chaga. I can't believe he's just straight up trying to claim your likeness.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us.
Right off your cereal.
Unbelievable. Anyway, well, it's time that Count Drac got back to his castle so he may shit and remove this cloak. Any last words until next year, Wolfie?
Can I howl?
Let it rip.
Oh,
very good. Quasi, any last words?
I love you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Very
wholesome.
Well, to all the fun butts out there, get flumped, have a happy Halloween, have a happy spook fest, and as always, smell you later.